eyes being open now, God. Ears being open, God. Can people finally fucking see what they have done? Those devils, those Satanists, those children of Cain, children of the devil. Have people finally realized what has happened? Oh, I pray so, God. I pray so. I pray so because I believe it has. I believe that there is a awakening now, an awakening where people are realizing, hey, man, did I have my head up my ass? And I believe the government, and I believe Dr. Falsies and Bill Hatesies and George Soros. And Klaus Schwab's and his homosexual henchman. What's his name? I can't think of it. I got no in the middle of the name. Says you're nothing. You're garbage. You need to be eradicated from the earth. You're nothing. So now we have this planned out thing, and it started in the fall of 2019, and it worked very, very, very well. It fooled the masses. It fooled the masses. Way too many people got fooled. Not Christians, though. Not Christians who were spirit-filled, Holy Spirit-filled. We knew exactly what was going on. We saw it. We saw it like 9/11. When the Jews bombed 9/11 and knocked those buildings down. Yeah, we saw it. We saw it happening again. Happening again, but at a much, much bigger level. 1,000 times 9/11. Because this time they were going for broke. And they were going to kill as many people as they could. And so, yes, if you believe the lies, if you believe the deception, and you got bit by the snake, I am sorry, my friend, I am sorry. But there's no coming back from that. There's no coming back. You were fooled, you were deceived. And sometimes there's no going back. It's like people that get they give money to a shyster, which again are usually Jews. Give money to a shyster, give them $100,000, maybe $1 million, and say, here's my money, take care of it, because here's what you said you can do with my money, so I believe in you. And then they find out 6 months later that he took it all. He took all the money. Not just from you, but everybody. And what's that guy's name? Madoff? Madoff? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them out there. But this was just in a different way. You know what this way was? This was in a medical way. And by the way, the medical establishment is a bunch of bullshit to start with. You know how many people they kill every year? Besides, forget the snake bite. Just in, medical negligence, maybe, is the word. Go look that up. See how many people that the medical industry has killed. I think I read from 1917 or something like that, that 100 million people have died through that system. And you know why? Why they have died? Because it was taken over. It was taken over by, what's that prick's name? Not Rothschild. He's another prick. He's the top prick, actually. What the hell's his name? He starts with a R2. Anyway, he started all that AMA and all that getting away from natural remedies. Oh, Rockefeller. Rockefeller, you piece of shit, you. You piece of shit. Satan fucking serving piece of shit. Yeah, yeah. You took away natural remedies. And then you institutionalized the medical system. To kill! To kill! To kill! Yeah, to kill. Oh, you think, oh, well. My doctor took an oath, you know, I would, you know, whatever. Yeah, he took an oath to be a millionaire and live in a big house and drive a 911 Porsche Turbo. That was his oath. And to go against that, what happens? Well, you get fired. You get fired and you get taken out. That's why, where are all these holistic doctors? Where are they? They have to hide, don't they? They have to hide because the dogs of hell are against them. They want to destroy them. Not that the truth come out. They can't have the truth come out. What a fabrication. What a unification of what happened with this great, 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 great pandemic that happened. Oh, and people went for it. They went for it, man. They were fish, and they seen that worm, man, and they went for it. And they bit onto it. And it's too late now. It's too late. You got vaccine AIDS. You have, your immunity's gone. Your immunity's gone. And they got different lots, so it don't, or it does matter what you got. You got what did you get, the cancer genes? And by the way, you know that COVID isn't a vaccine, don't you? It's not a vaccine. Look it up. It's experimental gene therapy. Gene therapy. It affects your DNA. Takes it away, actually. Changes your God DNA and turns you into a Satan's DNA is what it does. Oh, and they love that. They have worked on that for years and years and years. You think they just made that up when the clown, Mr. Donna, got on stage? No. They had that made up a long time before then. Look it up, you'll see that they had patents for it long, long time ago. They know exactly what they're doing. That's why they got everything in place before the pandemic. I'd like to do somebody that knows what they're doing. Look who owned like the mask factories. Who owned that? Who made money off of that? Always follow the money. Follow the money. You gotta follow the money. Because that's what Satanists are. That's what the children of Satan are. They're all about money. That's all they worry about. That started with Cain and Abel. You always wondered why Cain went to God with his gift. His gift, he was of the world. He really didn't care about God. He was just doing the little, here's a little show of what, you know, I really don't care, God, about you because I'm Satan's son. Versus Abel. He said, I'm going to make a sacrifice to you, God, because I believe in you. I know you're my Lord. I know you're my Lord, my God. Satan, or not Satan, well, yeah, Satan. Cain already knew who his God was because that was his daddy. That's why he's the father of murder. Satan is, and the son is too. And they love to murder. That's all they want to do is murder. And that's what they're doing now. Today, they want to murder you. They want to kill you. You're nothing but a goyim to them. Nothing. 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 They want this world to themselves and to their father, Satan. Satan wants this world, but I got something to tell you. It's not going to happen in the end. God has it all planned out. As much as they try and plan and do all these things to destroy this planet now. Not this planet, the Earth, I should say. Because it's a flat surface. And if you're dumb enough not to believe that and think that, then I can't help you. The Earth is flat. Yeah, look at my post. You'll see it somewhere, my pages. You ever look up at, put it this way, you ever see recorded things of looking up at the sky? They take like a 24-hour video of the sky, all the stars, like in the, it was Antarctica or different places. What does the sky do? It spins in a circle above us. It spins in a circle. If we're spinning in a circle ourselves, when the sky go from left to right or right to left, whatever the case might be, that isn't the case. There's a million reasons why the Earth is flat. Water always finds its own. Water is always flat. Water doesn't turn round. Planes always fly flat. All their equipment is made that it flies flat. If you're on a round surface, you'd have to pull up on the, or no, push down on the whatever that is. So we keep going down, but they don't do that. This goes straight. This goes straight because the Earth is flat. Earth is flat. And again, I don't even want to talk about that now. That's the beginning of knowing how vast Satan's deception is in saying that the Earth is round. It is not round, my friend. Earth is not round. The Jews are not God's chosen people. No, they're not. They all got wiped out. All got wiped out. Yeah. There's not a Jew alive today that can say I am of the lineage of the 12 original tribes. Can't do it. They cannot do it. All they can do is come up with their crooked noses and big ears and their lies from being in Caesarea in the year 700 or so and converting over to being a Jew. Why would anybody convert over to being a Jew when they killed God and they killed Jesus? They killed God. Who would convert over to being a Jew? People that killed God. People that killed God. And said, may your blood be upon us forever and our children. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who would want to be that? What kind of Christian would want to believe in Israel nowadays? Who would want to believe in those people, those scumbags in Israel nowadays? Who would want to believe in them? The capital of homosexuality and sodomy and lesbianism. And then hate Christians. Do you know a Jew hates a Christian? I don't watch TV, but I saw commercials of some kind of alliance between Jews and Christians begging for money. Oh, we need your money for the Jews. Any Christian in his right mind would support that. Why would you support that? We're not supposed to. The Bible says to flee from stuff like that. Be not part of that. These people don't believe in God. Why would we support them? And they hate us. They hate us. Read the Talmud. The Talmud, they want to kill us. We're only going. We're only animals. And that's what this all is about now. That's what it's all about. With this plandemic that they pulled off. And did so very well. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that God hit me with today. It's the end. They're going to start running. You know why they're going to start running? Because people are becoming awake. Yeah. Yeah, they're becoming awake. They realized they've been poisoned. Yeah, they believe the governments. They believe all these Jew manufacturers of the COVID vaccine. They believe them. Even though they should have read all the things that came out and how they lied. And all the people in their tests before they even put the vaccine out, they all died. And we're getting sick. And we're getting injured. And the FDA approved it all. They approved it all. How much did they get bought out? How much did they get bought out? Or the NIH with Tony, there's a place in hell. So wicked, so hot, so full of fire and brimstone. You're going to sit there the rest of your life for all the murders you've done upon people. Yeah, and the worst thing you did is upon children. Innocent children. Oh, saying it's okay for people and children that wouldn't even have gotten sick to say, okay, you need to take this shot. We need to mandate this shot. Oh, you're going to die. You're going to go to the deepest parts of hell. Oh, yeah, all you so-called globalist elite, New World Order, Jews, whatever you want to call yourselves, you're all going to hell, the deepest part of hell. God is going to judge you, my Lord and Savior is God. Jesus Christ is the Messiah, he is God. So you better start getting ready, because you're going to go to a very bad place. May not be today, you may not die today. But I tell you one thing, all these people that you have hurt and put in lockdowns and did all these wicked things to, I think they're going to turn on you now. God has told me they're going to turn on you now. Yeah, they're going to turn on you now. They're all going to unite. And so when you think, we're all this and that, you're a small percentage in regards to the whole amount of people on this earth, especially those that you have harmed and lied to. They have nothing to lose now. What do they have to lose? You've already killed them. Well, they may not have died. Like most people do when they get the shot and they die of a heart attack and fall on the ground right there and then, or die in a couple weeks, or maybe in a couple months, Johnny goes to a ball game and he dies of a heart attack in a field. Yeah, maybe. Just maybe. Yeah. Those people are going to gather together. It's my parents, the people that died. People that had people in the nursing homes, their parents, that they couldn't go visit, and they died because they got jabbed. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of pissed off people, especially this fall, because you know what's going to happen this fall? This fall, people that got the jab, they lost their immunity. So instead of just getting a cold or a flu like the old days and getting over it, now guess what's going to happen? They're going to get hurt real, real bad. And a lot of them are going to get sick and die. Yeah. They're going to get sick and die. By the boatloads. Yeah. There's a great awakening now. There's a great awakening. Praise God, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray with all my heart there is a great awakening. Lord, now I shoot it through the airwaves. Shoot it through the airwaves, God. Make there be a great awakening of you. Of you, God, and truth. Show them that there's a reason that they can go after these people. Yeah. So I was going to talk about the Nuremberg code. Yeah. Those who violated that code, they need to all be prosecuted. They all need to be hung, actually. They committed treason. They committed murder. They all need to hang from the gallows. Yeah. Yeah. It was all planned out, and it got all planned out. They narrowed it down to Wuhan, whether that's the truth or not. But they made the flu into something a little worse than it was. And for the most part, only 1% of the people died, which maybe they didn't even die because of that. They died because they got put on ventilators and got put on garbage medicines. That's where they die. And, yeah. So we know Dr. Fauci had everything to do with Wuhan. He funded it. He funded it. And I remember that bullshit about bats. They came from bats or animals. I'll tell you one thing. God made animals, and he never made an animal that would affect a human being. That's an impossibility. That does not exist. It's something that God created when an animal would affect a human being. That's crazy, and that's bullshit. The only thing a man can do is infect an animal. Just like in, what city was that? I can't remember now, but two homosexual sodomite monkeypoxed men. All of a sudden, their dog got monkeypox. Why did the dog get monkeypox? The dog got monkeypox because, you know why? Because they were sticking their penises in the dog's ass. Yeah, those sick bestiality sons of bitches gave monkeypox to their dog by screwing it. Isn't that sick? Isn't that sick? Aren't they worthy of hell? I think they're worthy of hell. I don't even need the Bible to tell me that. I think they're worthy of hell for doing that to a beautiful dog, sticking their penis in it and giving it monkeypox. That's disgusting. Look it up. You'll find it. I don't know what city or even what country it is, but it's disgusting. Oh, I'm sick of these homosexuals. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of their pride. And that's why God's giving them another disease. AIDS wasn't good enough. It was good. I'm glad God gave fags AIDS. Yeah. That's a good thing. That's a good thing because you're doing something so fucking corrupt and nasty and wrong that goes beyond nature. It's just disgusting. And how God created man and woman. A man sticking his penis in another man's butt. Oh, that's disgusting. You freaking pigs. Yeah, you're pigs. I'll tell you right now, you're pigs. I'm changed now. I'm done. I'm done being nice. You're not being nice. You're going and making your pride parades and doing all your evil acts in front of children. And I ain't putting it up with no more. You're going to schools. You're going to schools with what is that play hour? Dressing like a faggot crossover and teaching kids. You sons of bitches. How dare you do that to the children? Now I'm coming after you. Now I'm coming after you. I'm pissed off. I'm not putting up with it no more. Nah. I'll use what's left of my life and what voice I had to say, you're wrong, you pigs. You pigs. You lesbians that go out there and kiss each other in the streets. You sickos. You twisted sickos that don't even know how to have a man in your life. You gotta have a woman stick her finger inside of you or put their tongue inside of you. You're a sick, twisted, evil, demented human being. You went against all God made and created to happen and to be and turned it into filth. You turned it into filth. Anyways, I'm talking about the Nuremberg Code that everybody needs now to turn that on big time to whoever you know. Anybody, I don't care who it is, your local government, your city council, your whatever, saying, I ain't putting up with this no more, your work, saying this ain't going to happen no more, because this is what the Nuremberg Code is. What is it? What is it? Uh, the Nuremberg Code was, it's been around a long time. It's been around a long time. It was codified after World War II. And what was it for? It was a vote to prevent atrocities like the Holocaust from ever happening again, which, the Holocaust, that's a bunch of bullshit, too. They said 6 million dying. That's going to be 6 million lies is what it should be, because it's all lies. It's all lies. Look into it. Look into it. People that talk about it, they go to jail or they get off because you're not allowed to say how fake it is, and it's a part of history that is not true. But the Jews used it to their advantage. How did they do that? Because they destroyed Germany. They destroyed Germany after World War II. Yeah. Decimated it. And they have never recovered from that. That's why they're so bad off today. They're bad off. Best thing they ever had was Hitler. Did you know that? Yeah. That was the best thing they ever had. He was destroying what the Jews were doing in his country, destroying it. Just like they're doing in the United States now, they're destroying it. All the senators and all the congresspeople, all the bought-off people that are in bed with the Jews, in bed with the Jews. You know how much money went around during this pandemic? Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions. How much of that money did they get paid back, given back? Oh, yeah, lots and lots and lots. Just like the war in Ukraine. The war in Ukraine, you think that's real? That's a bunch of bullshit, too. All that is stealing money from the United States citizens is all that is. And then they got people going there to go get in their offshore bank accounts, like Jill and Nancy and all the people. It's a war zone, yet they're going to visit Zelensky. It's a war zone. Yet what are they doing talking to him? Well, they're getting their codes to get that money back. Gave them $1 billion, they probably got $100 million back. Yeah, yeah, but it's all hidden away. Yeah. And you dummies, you know, all that's Jew propaganda too, don't you? You know that Putin's a Jew, don't you? You know that Zelensky's a Jew, don't you? You know that Ukraine is a Jew takeover so that they can put the new Jerusalem there, don't you? Yeah, yeah, because they knew they screwed up in Israel. Everybody wants to kill them there, and they hate them. And they're surrounded, and they're really going to get decimated. So what are they doing? They're moving to Ukraine. Yeah. Yeah, look that up. And Ukraine used to be Khazaria. And who are the Jews? Khazarians. Yeah, they're just going back home. They're going back home, and they're doing what they always do. And look at the atrocities they do to their own people. Yeah, those people that kill. They kill. Yeah. All right, where was I? I was talking about the Nuremberg Code, how you're gonna make a difference now. It was built on the medical and legal ethics established in Germany, and it was the groundwork on how to deal with anyone who might impose. Their will on people, to kill them, which is exactly what the pandemic was all about. Yeah, it wasn't to help you, it was to kill you. Did you know that? Did you know that it was all planned? Event 201, yeah, Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030, the World Economic Forum, look at all those fucking bastards. Look at them. Look them up. See what they had planned. Look in my posts. You'll see. I gave information on a lot of this stuff. Look it up. So, anyways, for more than 75 years, the Nuremberg Code has been established, and it's been a beacon of light. And what it has is established all medical and legal norms. All the way back to 1947. It's the foundation of modern medical ethics. Forget what a doctor says when they take that oath, because 90% of them, they're full of crap. They're full of crap. All they're worried about is money and sticking you with a drug. Because they're all hooked to the pharmaceutical companies. That's how they make their money. Did you know that? Did you know that they make money when they buy pharmaceuticals and then pass them out to you? Yeah, all these doctors. Most of them. There might be a few. Yeah, there is. There is. Very far and few. They blocked them all now. They don't want the truth coming out, so they blocked them all. So anyways, the Nuremberg Code. Slow down your talking, Jimmy. I'm sorry. I'm pissed off today. I'm pissed off, man. I'm pissed off at all these sons of bitches. What they did. Killed all these people. And now they're going after the kids. They already have. They already mandated. You know, kids can't go to college. And, you know, they're even giving them the bite. Their parents don't even know about it at school. Those sick, twisted bastards. Oh, it's time to go after them. It's time to wake up. And the awakening is here now. I feel it. And I'm praying for that now in the name of Jesus, God. Awaken the people. Awaken the people. Put a sword in their hand, God, just like you said. You said, buy a sword, God. Yeah. God said to arm yourselves and get ready to battle the enemy. The time is now. It's time to go after not a whole lot of people. A very limited few, because there's more of us than there is of them. That is for now, because millions and millions and millions of people are going to start dying because of that bite. Unfortunately, I hate to say it. I think even with one bite, it's too late. There's a time code put into that, and that's why even our military, they forced the United States military, to take that garbage. They're all going to die off. They're going to die off. And you know what's going to happen? Russia and China are going to move right on in. Yeah, because there won't be any military. There won't be any military. The establishment killed them. Yeah, they did. With that bogus snake bite. Anyways, the Nuremberg Code has been incorporated in U.S. federal and state law and U.S. courts. They know it to be a universal international legal standard, just like anything, like you're prohibiting slavery, or piracy. It's a set up thing that, okay, here's the Nuremberg code, and this is what you go off. You go off of what happened? Well, they forced people into masks, didn't they? In solitary confinement. And then they told them to submit to experimental vaccines. They're not even vaccines, people. They're gene therapy. First thing the thing does is go into your body and changes your DNA. It's your DNA is your code between the devil and God. That's what it does. It's what separates you. And when you take that bite, now you got Satan's DNA. I'm sorry to say that. I am so sorry to say that. You know what it's like to tell people that you've changed your DNA and there's not a thing you can do about it now? Once it changes, there's no coming back. There's no coming back. If you were deceived by that, there's no coming back. There's no coming back. And you're going to hell. You're going to hell. The Bible tells us that. You're going to hell because you believed in man and not God. You took the mark of the beast. Now there's a price to pay for that. You're going to hell forever. And that may not be something that people want to hear or what they want to think is the truth, but it is the truth because the Bible says that. So yeah, these experimental vaccines, they violate the Nuremberg Code, yeah, that all these people are supposed to be following. So what's happening? Well, nation upon nation has fallen, and they threw the Nuremberg Code right out the window. And, what is it? It's wide-scale medical fascism is what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. A takeover. But it's meant to be, because we're in the last days. That is part of the, great delusion, the great delusion. People's minds are gone. People's minds are gone. They just let the people do these things and make laws and take away what was written history and change it without a blink of an eye, without even thinking about it. So, the Nuremberg Code, what does that say? It says every individual has the right to just say no to drugs. No to drugs. I don't have to, just because you say, I should be taking this, which by now you all know, even the CDC, they came out with it. Well, it was pretty much ineffective and did nothing. Well, it did do something. It gave you the death bite is what it gave you. It didn't have anything to do with any flu is what the, you know that? It's just a flu. It's a replacement for the flu is all it was ever about. It doesn't even really exist. And people believed it left and right because they got feared. The fear just overtook them. They saw that fake Chinese bullshit where people were in the streets, dying in the streets. That was fake. Now it's not fake. Now if you look in videos, I even put one the other day. People are dying. They're dying because not of the virus. So supposed virus that they have never been able to even show that virus. Not once, ever. How come they can't even show that virus? But anyway, the people in China that are dying now, they're not dying from the virus. They're dying because they got the shot. The shot got put in their arms, it's flowing through their veins, and it's got a thing in it that says is how long you're going to live, and it's not too long. I said it in the very first thing I said when I made this site. I wrote the very first couple paragraphs, 3-4 paragraphs, in early 1920, and now here it is, going on 3 years. I wrote it, I saw it. I had snakes come up to me. Snakes! I've seen a couple snakes in my lifetime. Here I saw the biggest snakes I ever, well, not all of them. Some were tiny towards the end because they were showing me that there was going to be children. Big snakes crawled right up to me, right next to me, had no fear of me. And then, boom, I closed my eyes and said, God, this is a great omen, is it? And he says, no, let me show you something. And then each snake showed me something. Yeah, that was weird. You don't think that was weird? It's like six snakes came up to me that summer. Yeah, and each one of them, when I closed my eyes, I saw things. And then I wrote it down. Yeah. So, you have the right to say no to drugs. That's what the Nuremberg Code is. That means if you're at work, that means if you're in the military, that means if you're in government, that means if you're anybody or any, in any way, shape, or form, you have the right to say no to drugs. You have the right to say nobody's putting something in your body. Something in your body. And then it becomes your choice. Your choice after that. Now, we know that, but then we got Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci, that Jew prick. Little prick. Yeah, what did he push? He pushed his Jew flu shots, didn't they? Jew flu shots. Regardless of what the government said. Regardless of what the Nuremberg Code said. He pushed them, didn't he? He pushed them. He scared people. Put on 4 or 5 masks. Oh, wait a minute. No, you don't need masks. That's how he started. But then you need 5 masks. Then you don't need 1 shot, you need 2 shots, you need 3 shots. Then you need a booster. You know why? Because each step of the shot makes you worse and worse and worse off. Drops your immunity worse and worse and worse off. And if you've taken a booster, I'm sorry to say it, but your time is real limited. So, now what people should have said when that came out, they should have said, you know, take your mask and stick it up your ass. Stick it up your ass. You stick your mask up your ass? Stick your mask up your ass! Especially when they're unproven. They're unproven. There's not a study that shows that they do anything. And they're actually dangerous to you. They're a dangerous medical device. You're supposed to be breathing oxygen. You put that mask on, you're breathing your own garbage back into your body. Yeah, the mask is actually dangerous, and they knew that too. They knew that. But they didn't care because any way they can, they wanted to kill you. They wanted to kill you, put you in a mask, put you on a ventilator. Yeah, stick something up your nose. Did you know if you took like one of those tests in the early days with that stick and they stuck it up your nose? Did you know that had shit on the end of it? That had micro whatever's in it? I can't tell you what it is exactly. But they stuck it into your brain. Yeah. So you might have been bitten, snake biting by that already. Yeah, you didn't even have to take the shot. You were bitten by that. That's why I don't know why people don't protect themselves. Why don't you ought to be protecting your temple like with a cannon? Nobody's coming near my temple, putting something up my nose, giving me a pill, giving me a jab. Nobody's gonna do that. Nobody. So yeah, in the last 2.5 years, what do we had? We had a global assault on a Nuremberg Code. All of a sudden, that didn't exist. We lasted all that time, though. Now it didn't exist all of a sudden. Governments, medical establishments, the universities, media, they have all violated the very first principle of the Nuremberg Code. And every other principle of the code's 10 points. All of them. These people need to be hung. They need to be hung. Yeah. They need to be. Because the courts are so taken over now, I don't know if you could take them to court. You're going to have to take them prior to the human courts like they used to. You watch the old westerns, you ever watch those? Where a guy stole somebody's cow or something like that, and they got caught. Well, they get a bunch of people together. They didn't wait for no damn judge and trial. What did they do? As soon as they caught him, they went to the nearest tree and they hung him. They hung him and killed him. Yeah, and that was okay. That was acceptable. Yeah. What happened to those days? Now we need to reintroduce those days. We need to find these people. We need to first go through the court system. If that don't work, then, you know, well, there's other options. You got to figure that out. So, what did they do? They destroyed people's lives and their livelihoods. Yeah, all about this planned... Plandemic tyranny. And they all need to be brought to justice. And so how does that happen? There's more of us than there is of them, so you need to start calling them out. And like I said, start with lawsuits. And then go from there. Or do whatever your heart tells you to do. Maybe you want to bypass that. Do what you want to do. You know, maybe they harmed you. They hurt you real bad. You know, it may not have been a bullet they shot at you, but, you know, maybe, you know, do what you gotta do. So, yeah, for those that took the jabs, I'm sorry you were fooled. There were so many ways they did it. You can't visit mom or dad in the nursing home, or... Even not even that, if you got older folks or parents, you know, you better get the shot. You don't want to get them sick. Or then, remember when they were doing lotteries? take the jab, you can have a chance at winning $1 million. Look at all the deceit that ran. Oh, now it's time to return the favor. And so, yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry if you took that jab. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. And in reality, no amount of justice will give you back your natural and healthy immune system. That's too late. It's too late. But, you know, maybe your kids, you figured it out and didn't let them get bitten. And so that doesn't mean you can't sue them all. And at least your kids get some money when you're gone. You know, well, like I said, I don't know, a couple messages back. It depends on the jab. It depends on the jab, what you got. Some died instantly. A lot of them, they just want you to get really fucked up. They want you to get really screwed up. And why do they want that? Because they want your business. They want your business. They want you to go to doctors. Yeah, they want you to go to doctors and get medicines for $2,000 or $3,000. Or all these different treatments. And then say, well, we don't understand. We don't understand why this has all come out of nowhere. All come out of nowhere. Well, no, it didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of the fucking jabs. And so, yeah, many of you would face a lifetime of illness. It'll never get better. You'll get that Pfizer smile, or you get them shakes. The Pfizer shakes, or people on the ground, and they just shake. Yeah, all kinds of goodies they give you. Or you turn, you get all these things on your body, rashes. And, well, there's thousands of things that are going to happen. You just read the COVID vaccines, what they've released. They released it. They wanted to hold it for 70 years, but Judd said, no, we're gonna tell people what the side effects are. Go look at the side effects. There's thousands of them that they knew. They knew before they started jabbing people. They knew it. They knew it ahead of time. They knew with the pre-trials with the people that took it. And they were all getting sick and dying. They knew it. They did it anyway. Those people have to pay. Those people have to pay. And, yeah. But yeah, this is all part of the end times. It's part of the last days. It's how they did the takeover. It's how they're going to take over the United States, how they have taken over. There's going to be just millions of people dying. Millions, millions. The military. And that's where they're flooding the gates with all these immigrants, all these illegal aliens now. They're going to take the place of the people that died. And you know, they don't have to get that jab when they come in. Did you know that's not enforced? It's not mandated if you're an illegal alien to come over. Nah, that's not mandated. The only thing that's mandated is that they give you all kinds of money. They give you a free house. And they give you free food, clothes. Give you all the medical care you can possibly need or want, especially if you have kids. All free. All free. Americans are struggling to buy food at the grocery store. What the administration now is giving all your money to the illegals that are coming over. In the millions, that's all part of the plan. That's how you destroy a country. Did you know that? Open the gates wide open. Yeah, open the gates wide open. I'm starting to see them suckers all over the place now. Yeah, yeah, well, it's in the millions, so, you know, they're actually distributing them everywhere. Planes, and buses. Yeah. So, anyway, so I was talking about the Nuremberg Code. The biggest lie to ever hit humanity was the fake pandemic. And it worked like a charm. It worked like a charm. People stood in line. People stood in line like sheep. Like sheep. Sometimes miles long, you see videos. Even though when people took videos of hospitals that were, you know, supposed to be all, you know, filled to the max and stuff, the parking lots were empty, and when they walked in the hospital, there was nobody there. That's how good the media lies to you. Yeah, it's all a big giant sigh of fuck to your mind, is all it is. And hopefully you didn't fall for it. I pray to God you didn't fall for it. If you did, I am sorry. I'm sorry. It's all been a giant atrocity. Atrocity. And like I said, worse than anything, it's the children. The children and the teenagers that have been harmed by this, with the masking. And now you're going to see their numbers go up real high, dying of heart attacks and all those things, and becoming disabled or dying due to the jabs. They had it all set up. People knew that there was alternative things that could have helped you if you had the supposed COVID. But adults and elderly people were being denied these life-saving treatments. If your mom and pop was in a nursing home, they wouldn't let them have those treatments. And they even had those quarantine camps. Look at places like Australia. What the hell, Australia? Man, you're supposed to be Crocodile Dundee. Where's your big knife in? You felt like nothing. What's wrong with you people? But you did. You fell. So anyways, yeah, this is all going to stop. And I think it is all going to stop because people are wakening up. And I'm going to say it again, Lord Jesus, in the name of you, I just pray, God, open the eyes of those who have not been opened. Open their ears, God. Open their ears and their eyes, where only you can do that. Show them what's going on in this world. Take the delusion away from them where they understand. And say no to this medical fascism. And get rid of its ugly head that has taken over this world. All a lie. All a lie. All bullshit. All deceit. It's all been a big lie. I saw it right from the start, though. I saw it right from the start. And a lot of people did. Why? Because they're awake. They have the Holy Spirit inside of them. Says, hey, you know, the Holy Spirit is like, if you ain't got the Holy Spirit, you're in a whole heap of trouble. The Holy Spirit is God, and He'll talk to you, He'll awaken you, and yeah, He'll tell you the truth. So, yeah, let's get rid of the whole narrative of this COVID bullshit. All these vaccine bullshit. And let's go, now let's use the Nuremberg Code and go against the people that did this and killed so many people, knowing that they were going to die. They need to be held accountable for their crimes against humanity. Yeah. All right, well, this message wasn't planned, and I just woke up pissed today. I woke up a little pissed today, because I see people that are just so dumb, and I know there's a lot of people that aren't, and those are the ones that they need to grab their sword, or if you don't have a sword, nowadays we got guns, you need to just start battling the enemy, and do it first by going through the court system. Sue the shit out of them. And whoever, if you work for somebody and they made you get the jab and now you're sick. And did you know I made a thing right off the bat? I'd never seen one person go to it on the site, but I made a COVID vaccine for them. Look it up, you'll find it. See what it says. See what I said way... Now, I made that, I don't know, a year and a half ago or something like that. And, I don't know. I just pray, God, for an awakening. I pray for an awakening, God. With all my heart and soul and spirit, I pray for an awakening today that you send hell. You send hell to all these people that did this against all these nice people that were innocent victims. And if you want to go to a prayer and read it and use it against them, go to my Pray or Slay page. That's very effective. I wrote that down one day. And I think that's pretty powerful what I wrote there. Read it. Read it. Go to God first. If you're not saved, get saved today. Get saved today. And I guess that's it. I guess that's it. And I feel like I'm winding down anyway. I was hyped up, man, when I started this message. I was pissed off. Maybe I'm going to start preaching this way. I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy anymore. Nah, I'm not. What good did it do me? I was for a year and a half preaching Mr. Nice Guy way and did nothing. People would write and read the stuff and, you know, I don't know if reading is more effective or talking, but now you're going to start hearing me talk and I'm not going to be a nice guy anymore. I'm not going to be a nice guy in these last days.